good evening, everyone. Welcome to Monday Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Thank you for joining and supporting the show. Our show phone number is 646-727-2914, and our website is www.theessenceofsuccess.net. One question per caller, please, so everyone gets the opportunity. You are always welcome to call back into the show with a second question. The chat room is always open. Your moderator is Miss Nina, and also she's the manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network. So time to time, we will have other guest psychics joining the show to share their experiences and gifts. For more information or to schedule a private reading, go to the website. Readings are done Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. If you are not ready for a reading, well, please just go in and subscribe to the website. We will have a monthly newsletter starting in January. Nina and Linus can continue to give our audience excellent service with your donations as well. So spread the word, tell your family and friends about our show every Monday night, as well as don't forget Sundays at 3 p.m. You just might learn something new. And if no one has told you that they love you today, well, me and Miss Nina do, huh? And by the way, if you have an event or announcement, birthday, whatever, message us at the website or either on our Facebook page, the Essence of Success Radio Network, for any announcements, and we will share those on Sunday and Monday night shows. All right. Let me bring in my co-host, Miss Nina.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the show. I hope you're all having a great start to the week and that it will continue for the rest of the week. Last week was a little rough with the new moon. I'm still with the full moon, I'm sure you all felt it. It was a little bumpy, to say the least. I had people snapping at me and, oh, yeah, just being generally rude, which wasn't all that pleasant, but hi, goodbye. December 2nd falls on what day? Is that Sunday, Lennis? Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, I have a whole smack of birthdays on that day, so I will say them on Sunday.
Oh, okay, all right, because if not, I was going to say, yeah, that's true, because this is Monday, we won't be back on. Okay, sounds good. I'm going to do a prayer, and I'm also going to ask a prayer, and I'm going to give you all some information. The prayers, our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power and the universe. We release all karmic density spiritually, mentally, and physically. At least we try. We release karmic density from our past, our present, and our future, and also from the earth, moon, and sun to the collective conscious in love. Thank you. We create this impenetrable shield which blocks and prevents all negative energies from assailing us. So be it. And our financial prayer, make it happen here and now, in this timeline, this dimension, this multiverse. Something great is about to happen to us, all of us. The vibration and energies of our souls, our pineal glands, and our higher selves will give us financial abundance in all ways, whether it's cash or helping you out, whatever, but in all ways. Manifest a sign within 24 hours. Give us what we ask for. Cause and effect. We all deserve this, each and every one of us. Energies, vibrations, and dimensions are opening everywhere right now. Thank you. So be it. Our will be done. Now, I have special prayer that I'm asking for my co-host, for Nina and her husband, Jim. I'm also asking prayers for Nina's sister and brother-in-law. Nina, say your sister's name. I don't want to screw it up.
My sister's name is Marion.
Marion and her husband, Ron. Her husband is Not doing good at all. He's got cancer, bless his heart, and he's now in the hospital again. So please pray for them. And also, when you pray for Nina, pray for the sale of her home. They're looking to move, so let's all pray that her home sells really quick, like way before Christmas, and they can begin the year anew. So please keep those four people in your prayers, as well as pray for yourself and others, you know. Okay, now also I wanted to reiterate, give you some information here. Let's see. Oh, yes, this is a reminder. Now, you know that the full moon started on the 22nd, which was Thanksgiving Day, and just prior to that, Saturday, the 17th, was the beginning of Mercury retrograde. So during this period, remember, buy no big ticket items. Keep your vehicle in check. Be careful of viruses on your computer. Watch your communications and understandings. Do not begin a relationship during this time. Trust me, it will not have a happy ending. Surgery, if you can, delay it until after December 6th, unless you already had a pre-existing problem, then that's different. Just use your common sense on most things. It does. If it doesn't feel right, then leave it alone, okay? That's the best I can say for that. And then the other thing, I mentioned this to Nina, and I'm just going to do quick on this about death and dying. There's been so many during this Thanksgiving holiday. I am so surprised. You know, we always hear in the wintertime about different relatives or friends that are passing on, whether pre-existing or maybe something just happened. But since Thanksgiving up until today, I've just heard about deaths after deaths, whether it was their grandmother, their mother, one guy his dad, another lady her mom. I was like, my God, what is going on? I used to say when a lot of people go at once, is something going to happen down here on earth and they done got out of town, right? They're on the good side. They're happy. They're laughing. They're loving. So I don't know. But anyway, this is what my take is on this for everybody that has went through some type of bereavement or grief since Thanksgiving or even the day before. Over the Thanksgiving weekend, I noticed a lot of folks got wings from mama, dad, grandma, and uncles. Because of this, I would like to share a few words to the folks that are hurting right now. The first one is, love knows not its own depth until the hour of separation. I will repeat that. Love knows not its own depth until the hour of separation. The reality is that you will grieve forever. You will not get over the loss of a loved one. You will learn to live with it. You will heal. You will rebuild yourself around the loss you have suffered. You will be whole again, but you will never be the same, nor should you be the same, or nor would you want to. Know you are all loved deeply, and blessings are coming your way. Okay, and that's my announcements today for the show. We welcome area code 551-812-347-818. Welcome to the show. And Miss Nina, are we ready to begin now?
I'm ready.
Okay, so our first call, and if you missed us yesterday, I hope you guys call in today, because we were off yesterday, but we're here in full effect, okay? All right, area code 551, welcome to the show. You're our first caller on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tasha.
Passionate? Is that right?
I know, Tasha.
Oh, Tasha. Oh, hi, Tasha. How you doing, girl?
I'm pretty good.
Mm-mm. I don't feel that. Yep. Go ahead with your question.
My question is with career again. Just anything new or relocation with that.
Okay. Tasha, what you got to tell me what field you were in again. I'm sorry.
But I do a couple of things. I do social work and then entrepreneur stuff.
Okay. Are you in the music field too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's so. Okay. All right. So what's going to come up, either in social services or music? Okay, let's see what's going on. Tasha, what are you hurting about? Jesus, I'm trying to talk to the angels, and my heart is hurting. Did somebody hurt you, or what? You got disappointed or depressed about something?
I wouldn't say it was me. I think I'm empathic, so I pick up on other people's stuff. And since I was
okay, because I can feel the hurt. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, somebody at Thanksgiving that I was around. I'm working on letting go other people's mess, but I don't know. I picked up on it, but.
Oh, okay. Because I could feel like something wasn't right. It hurt your emotions are down. Okay. Social work, music, angel. Let me know here. God, they're not showing me anything for you, Tasha, right now. I'm not picking up anything. Miss Nina, are you picking up anything? I'm just drawing a blank. What? I'm asking my guides and my angels, but they're not giving me any information.
Wait. Tasha, it's because you picked up too much of the hurt that you had around you at Thanksgiving. So what I'm going to suggest to you is when you are around somebody that's like that and it's hurting and you're picking up on it, I want you to make a motion of cutting the cord between you and that person and then surround yourself in white light. You cannot drag around all of the hurt and the sorrow that everybody else is feeling on your person. You can feel it, yes, in your head and in your heart, but you can't carry it on your person. So please let go of that hurt, surround yourself in that white light, and then maybe we'll be able to pick up something. Because all I'm picking up is let it go. Like the song, let it go, let it go. You've got to let it go.
Okay. I can believe that because the angels are not giving me anything. It's just blank, but I'm feeling hurt. So, she's carrying it. Yeah, let it go, girl.
Do you think that hurt is coming from a person with the B name?
Well, you know where. No, wait. You don't need to ask us where it's coming from. You know where it's coming from. And it's not just one person. I'm picking up multiples, and that's why I'm telling you, you need to cut the cord between you and that person and surround yourself in that white light, okay? And, you know, go and do that right now. Go do that right now and then call back, and maybe then we can pick up something on you.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
Go do that real quick and then come call us back. That'll clear your essence and your realm that we can get in. Okay? All right?
Okay.
All right. Do that, Tasha. You know we're here till 7. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Look for you to call right back. Okay. Next caller, area code 812. You're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
My name is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. How are you doing?
Hello. I'm good, actually.
All right.
Awesome. Very good. It's just right now I'm very focused. I just got done with school. I graduated, got my certificate in the mail.
All right. Congratulations. Yay. Give that girl a hand clap. All right. Go ahead. That's beautiful.
My real graduation is in June from Wilkes-Barre, PA. I got a lot of things going on right now. I just finished school, and now I'm focusing on the holidays, get that done. And in April, I have a wedding to go to in Tampa, Florida. So I'm getting that together, too. So I got a lot of projects coming up. I guess whatever you guys pick up. I mean, I don't know. Like, those are the things I focus on right now.
Pace yourself. The angels told me right away, pace yourself. Your plate is so full, you're going to become overwhelmed. I mean, it's good stuff that's going on, but, you know, sometimes even good can overwhelm you, right? Where it's like, whoa, what are you picking up, Miss Nina?
I'm picking up that she needs to ask a specific question.
Okay. All right, so like I said, what do you guys see for my love life? Because, like I said, I just got done doing the schooling and all that stuff.
Okay. So there's nobody you're interested in?
No, not at the moment, no.
Okay. Let's see.
I just wonder if anybody's interested in me, though. Do I have a secret crush out there or that I don't know about? I don't know. I'll just see what you guys pick up.
I see a real hairy man, but he's funny like, God, who was the comedian that died? Williams.
Robin
Williams. Okay, he reminds me of Robin Williams, but he's hairy. But his humor is quick. This guy, they're telling me you're going to meet him before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
He stands between 5'9 and 5'11. Definitely a full head of hair. I mean, he's a hairy individual. Looks like he's an Aquarius.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Come on, angels. Kind of nitpicky. I don't know why, they're just saying he's kind of nitpicky. Fun guy to be around. Relationship, they're not showing me anything determined. So I don't know, relationship. Maybe as friends, like somebody just to hang out during the holidays, But they're not showing me as a relationship, like you guys are going to be together for the next 3 or 6 months, no. So I guess mainly the guy that you're going to meet here right before Christmas time, he's going to be a fun guy, somebody fun to be around, and he doesn't mind spending the money on you, but not a commitment. I just don't see the commitment part. But hanging out, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You won't be by yourself. What are you picking up, Miss Nina?
That you'll find somebody that's willing to commit to you in March.
Ah, okay.
That's awesome.
Okay, in March of next year. So, in other words, enjoy the holidays with your friends as well as your new friend. Yeah, just enjoy the holidays. Like I said, I'm not picking up anything bad on the guy, but for some reason I almost feel like he's got commitment phobia. You know, but he would take you out, like I said, spend money on you, have a good time, enjoy your family and friends as well as his. That all melts, it all clicks. But to seriousness, like, where is this relationship going? No.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's okay.
No,
if the serious one is coming till March, heck, enjoy yourself, girl.
Right. That's my next question was, when's the serious one coming? I was wondering when's the one I'm supposed to be with coming. That's, you know, yeah.
Well,
told
she told you March. Yeah.
March.
I told you
that's
March.
Cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
March.
One,
all right, Nicole.
All right. Thank you.
All right, girlfriend. Thanks for calling and have a beautiful week. Okay. Next call, area code 347. You're on the air with Lennis and Nina. Who's this?
Hey, this is Christy. How are you ladies doing?
Fine. Christy? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, how are you doing, Christy?
Not so good. I'm having some relationship issues at the moment. And I was looking for some advice.
What's her first name?
Christy.
Yes.
Oh, me or
no,
the
no,
woman?
No. The woman.
the woman's name is Molly.
You're in love with yourself, Christy.
Her name is Molly.
Okay, that's all we need. Okay. Whoa. I got a headache right away on my right-hand side.
She's a talker. She'll talk a hole right through you. That's what that is.
Okay. Molly takes me back. Why is that? Woo. Every time I mention Molly, I get a sharp pain on my right temple going toward the
yeah.
back of my head.
The problem is I broke up with her for a while, and then I started dating my boyfriend, Ben. And now I'm kind of stuck in the middle between my boyfriend and Molly.
Oh, you
let Molly go.
Christy.
Oh,
yeah,
go ahead, Nina.
Christy, they're telling me she's not the one, and you need to be with Ben.
So I need,
yep.
I need to be with
let
my boyfriend?
Delete.
My boyfriend Ben is
yep.
the one for me?
Yep.
Well, I don't
yep,
want to be.
Yep,
I don't
yep.
really want to be gay because my parents are religious. But you know, just deep in my heart, I'm kind of gay.
Well,
there's nothing wrong with that. Look, you're a human being. Go ahead, Nina. I'm sorry.
You are who you are, and you can't deny that. No matter what or who is religious or not, you have to be who you are, not who someone
right.
thinks you should. You know, but
sometimes I pray to God, though, to, like, save me from being a faggot.
Well, we don't use words like that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No.
I pray to God.
Yeah, don't say that. No.
No, I...
But I pray
I
to God to save me.
You know, you are who you are. There is nothing wrong with who you are. Be that person. Love that person.
Okay, so then I'm probably going to propose to Ben after this.
You know what? You go for it, hon, because that's where you belong.
Yep.
That's where I belong, in Ben's arms.
And you're being true to yourself, too. And Ben's
yeah,
a good
I
guy, but
God.
You're being true to yourself. And what do you mean praying to God to save you? God doesn't have to save you. Do you think God loves you any less than he does me?
Yeah, that's
Hell
true.
Hell
yeah,
no.
Yeah,
he loves you just the same. That doesn't matter. It's not about sex. It's just our friggin' society. You're a human being. And a human being should be loved regardless, right? So,
yes.
No, don't care about the gay or any of that. You're a human being. You need love just like anybody else. So why would God love you more and love me less?
Right.
Right?
Amen to that.
Okay, and if anybody tells you that that's a sin and all that crap, just tell, you know what, that's your belief, and that's fine. That's what you believe, but I know that God loves me. So
okay,
there.
Thank you very much. And another quick question, if you ladies don't mind, is y'all got any numbers for the Powerball coming up?
Christy, you a hot
You're
mess. You're a hot mess. No, I don't have no numbers for the Powerball. If I did, I would be rich.
All right, thank you, ladies. Have a great night.
You too, and thanks for the laugh, honey, and God bless you. All right, let us know how you're doing from time to time. All right. Yes, have a good week. Okay, you're listening to Monday Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. And don't forget, push 1. Nina always tells you, push 1 so you can get in the queue. Okay. Next call, area code 818. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, good. Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad I got on. By the way, I got a hit. I think that guy was trolling, that last caller. I think he was a troll. When he said Molly, the first thing I got was he's joking.
Well, you know, he could have been, but regardless of whether he is or he isn't, we gave him the best advice that we got, so that's all we can
yeah.
say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No problem. Yeah.
Okay, and
so,
what's your name?
I'm Carmen.
Carmen?
Yeah.
Is that
Carmen.
Right?
Carmen.
Okay,
calling,
Carmen.
I'm calling from Los Angeles. So
okay.
My situation is... Yes. Yes. So my question is for you guys, and I've called before and I've got a great reading. I've called once before, but it was months ago. I am having a situation. The last couple weeks, things have just seemed like they're going in some weird direction. I had planned a trip to Southeast Asia. I was super excited for the trip, thinking everything was all systems go and I could bring my dog and travel to Southeast Asia. I got an email last night saying that they won't accept my dog to travel with me and they would quarantine it. So now basically I'm feeling like my trip might be canceled. Now there's a possibility that, you know, I could just pass through the airport and connect a flight out to the other places that I'm going, but I'm not sure. Then today I just had somebody sideswipe my car and I've been driving for Lyft for the last couple months to save up for the Southeast Asia trip. So I'm just like, what's next? Like, what should I do? I felt so depressed last night and today, and it just feels like things are kind of going sour. I'm going to have to turn the car in. I don't know if I'm going to be able to drive, which means I might be without a car. I don't know who will help me or what to do or what's going to happen with the future holding for this situation.
Well, first of all, I'm going to say welcome to Mercury Retrograde.
Yep.
Then I'm going to tell you it is common practice, and this isn't the angels telling me this. It's common practice when you leave the country of origin, your dog will be put in quarantine if you're going to another country.
Yeah, but they cleared me to not have her quarantined because I sent in all the paperwork because we had been to Hawaii and everything was good. So I had actually, they had already approved me, and I was just on a 30-day notice for Japan. And then they wrote me back saying, oh, yeah, actually you made a mistake. She's not cleared after all. So
well,
they have policies with these countries where you can get around a quarantine if you meet their whatever, their paperwork, their list of things that you have to do.
Well, I don't see the angels are telling me you're not going to get around that now. So...
Mm-mm.
Yeah, the dog will not be able to go with you, unfortunately. I can feel how much that means to you, but I'm sorry, hon, it's just not going to happen. I do see you still going on the trip, though.
Yeah, like somebody babysits. That's what I see, too. Somebody babysits your dog like it's their child. So somebody that really loves your animal as much as you do. I almost see like a mother or grandmother would babysit while you're while you're gone on vacation. But you're being stopped for a reason. Let me tell you why things are being – you're being stopped for a reason, and it's to benefit you. I know you may feel like it's not, that everything is a clusterfuck, so to speak, but actually you're being delayed for a reason. No, your dog can travel within the United States, outside the United States. No, not at this time. And we are not well-liked right now in Europe. I can tell you that, even Indonesia, due to, I won't say your president, but 45th,
yes,
due to him. So we don't have the best rapport right now in Europe for Americans going over there. So,
yeah.
She said, you can do your trip, you know, but I see a babysitter. Is there somebody that loves that? What do you have, a dog? Is that what it is, a little dog?
Yeah. I've traveled to Europe with my dog before. I use her as a service dog, so I travel all over around the world with her. No problems. I just do what they ask me to do, and I'm able to travel with her. I don't actually know anybody that can watch her. She's always with me every single day, every moment of the day. Like, if I can't go,
okay.
I mean, if she can't go, I can't go. If there's just no, I would never leave her. This is a 3-month trip till February, so.
Oh, wait. The angels are jumping up and down, and they're telling me to tell you to fight this. And they're saying, fight. Next. Oh, man, are they excited about this? You have to fight. If you fight hard enough, you will be able to bring her.
All right.
Fight. If you sit back and don't do anything, then nothing will change. But if you fight, it will change. So write them back. Ask them what you can do to change this. And see if that doesn't help.
Do they understand that that's a service animal?
Yeah, but Japan, they're strict. They don't acknowledge service dogs. But if you're saying that it's being delayed for a reason, I'm wondering what reason it's being delayed for. I mean, at this point, I haven't bought my plane ticket. I was going on standby through, I know people that work for the airline, so I wasn't doing a regular ticket, so I'm not losing any money, and I haven't paid for on any of the extra stuff yet. So, I mean,
okay.
I kind of, at this point, I don't care. But if there's something better, I want to know what that something better is. Like, is it love? Is it, you know, some type of connection? Is it a move? Because, like, right now, I have no strength, no ties to anything. I don't have really family. I don't have a home. I don't have a job. And, you know, I've just been driving Lyft.
There is a reason why you are being delayed. But if you really want to go on this trip, then you fight for the right to bring your dog. And it will happen. But if you sit back and just accept it, things will not change. Like I tell everybody that has a reading, if you don't like what we have to say, then do something to change it. Now, you have this power within you to change this. If you really want to go on this trip, and you really want to bring your dog, fight for the right to do this. And it will happen. Now, there is a reason why you're being delayed. I'm not sure what it is. I see something. It's something like some kind of turmoil in the country that you are going to. That's the reason why it's being delayed right now. So it's giving you time to earn that right to bring your dog.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Because
that's what they are telling me right now. So go ahead, try again, try to push this so it can go through. But there is a reason why it's being delayed. Maybe you're not meant to go to that particular country. Maybe you're meant to go to another country, but I see turmoil. Now, I don't know whether the turmoil is on our side or that side, but there is definite turmoil, and that's why you're being delayed. Do you avoid this?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm in agreement.
Yeah.
And do check, as you're fighting for the dog, do check what the countries that you're going to. You can. I know through immigration, when we were going to go to Africa, you can check and see how things are going in that country and how they feel about Americans.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just,
yeah
get a little feel. Because some countries, you know, that you already know, you know the system what you're going to, but if it's a new one that you're going to vacation, I would just check their, you know, their government, see how things are going, how their response is to Americans coming to their country. Because, like Nina said, it is turmoil and chaos, and we don't know which side. Is it coming from America or coming from Indonesia? But I just want you to be careful. So do check with immigration. They can give you that information for free. Yep.
Yeah, and I wasn't going anywhere near Indonesia. I was just doing Thailand, the Philippines, and Japan, and Cambodia.
I the Middle East.
Because if my trip is canceled and then I can't do the lift with it because the car, you know, I don't know if they're going to kick me out of the program because of the car accident, then it's just like, well, what do I do now? You know, I was feeling kind of in limbo of, like, what's going to happen next because this trip was supposed to be in 2 weeks.
It's definitely postponed. I'm going to tell you that right now. There's no way you're going in 2 weeks. Why would they kick you out of the program because of a car accident?
I don't know. I'm not sure if they'll try to say the accident is my fault or not. They have been not really that nice to me at the Lyft Express place because, you know, they don't like the drivers there, and it's like park hurts and rent a car and it's just kind of messy. It's just a messy situation. But, yeah, I was feeling really depressed last night, and now I'm, like, super depressed. I really just don't – I kind of just don't want to do anything anymore. I don't want to drive. I don't want to do the vacation. I don't really care. I just want to feel better and, like, just go relax somewhere.
Okay. Don't be depressed. They're not going to blame you for this accident. It was not your fault. They're not going to kick you out of the program. I don't know what to say to pick up your spirit, son. Go and snuggle with that dog of yours, and just know that things are going to be better.
They are, and they will get better.
You.
They will. Look for significant changes after December 6th.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's just in another week here, right around the corner. And
yeah,
fight for your dog. That's your positivity. Fight for your dog. Like, I'm taking my baby with me no matter what.
Yeah, for sure.
And
you know what? I just want to hurry up and get out of L.A. Yeah, I'm just super over Los Angeles right now. It's really not pleasant. It's just a whole lot of angry, aggressive people here. It's not La La Land. It's not Hollywood. It's not the rich and famous people think it is. It's not that great anymore. It used to be, but
Can you go somewhere else just for now? Can you just take a short trip within the state?
I'm gonna see if my guy friend will fly me up north. I just want to get out of here.
Where up north?
There you go.
To San Jose, Northern California near San Francisco.
I know San Jose.
And you know what? San Francisco is my happy place. I'm Canadian. I live in Alberta, but San Francisco is my happy place. And if I could move San Francisco, I would go there in an I love it there, and I love my Rocky Mountains. That's where my soul rejuvenates. So go someplace to rejuvenate that of yours, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Keep in touch with us. Go ahead, Nina.
I will.
I'm praying for you that you find some peace of mind and that you get to rejuvenate.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Have a wonderful week, and thanks for calling. Let us know from time to time how you're doing, Carmen, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and I hope you get up north. If you don't get up north, let me tell you this right quick, because I saw Arizona. You know, the weather is still nice down there in Phoenix and Tucson and places like that, so just think about that. Maybe you and your friend could take a trip to Arizona and go down there for a weekend and bathe in some sunlight.
Yeah.
Okay, just a thought. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for calling, and we love you. Yes, ma'am. Okay, next caller. Area code 551, I believe that's Tasha, am I right? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Tasha? What happened? She was there. Okay, anybody in the... Well, I did, because nobody answered. Huh?
Yeah, no. I have Heather in the chat room with me, and I have a couple other people, but they're not asking me anything or talking to me. So, yeah, whoever they are, welcome. I'm glad you're here with Heather. Always a pleasure to have you in the chat room with me.
Oh, hi, Heather. How you doing? Hope you had a good Thanksgiving or a good holiday weekend. Yeah. Well, you guys know you can ask questions in the chat room, too. You don't have to just call in. I mean, we like it either way. Oh, she's back. Okay. Come on. All right.
Hello?
Tasha, is this you?
Yes.
Okay. What happened? We kept asking. We didn't hear anything, so we hung up. Okay, so now what we're concentrating on is your love life, right? Who do we see coming in your... okay, Tasha, stop. I just got a headache. The left side of my head, my crown. What are you nervous about? Cutting ties?
It was someone I was talking to, and we went our separate ways.
And you asked the person to leave?
No, we just, I don't know, they're stubborn. So they didn't want to be friends.
Oh, then maybe that's not for you. You're looking for more than just friendship, aren't you?
No, they wanted more than that, too, but it was, I don't know. I just got funny feelings about it.
Oh, that's okay. Listen to your body. It'll let you know and your intuition. Okay. I wonder, is it a southern guy? I'm seeing peach cobblers and grass and trees, like being in the backyard at a family gathering. But the peach cobbler is pronounced. I don't know why. It's just that peach cobbler is right up in my face. Maybe, where's peaches? Atlanta. Yeah, because the peach falls. So, oh, maybe he's from Atlanta, Georgia. Ha-ha. Okay. I'm going to say he's from Atlanta. He comes from a big family. And I'm getting the name George. Does that sound familiar? Or anybody you know named George?
No.
And you haven't met him yet. Okay. This guy, you're going to meet him on a Sunday or a Monday. You're either by yourself. I can see you shopping in the mall. What happens? You bumped into him. Oh, okay. But there was no conversation, just excuse me. Okay. So when are you going to see this gentleman again? Oh, I guess when you bump into him, that's your time to make a conversation. Develop or start one. Okay. Yep. That's why I see you're shopping, and he's walking past you, and you guys bump into each other. And at that time, he's tall. He's 6-something. I wanted to say 6'2", and then I saw an 11, and I'm like, wow, he must be a basketball player. So I'm going to stick with 6'2". I mean, if he's 6'11", wow, you guys look like Mutt and Jeff. But I guess it's a possibility. They said it, so let me do what the angel said, 6'11". What else am I picking up? He's got a deep voice. He'll remind you of Barry White. He's got a little tiny earring. It's not a stud. It's a hoop, a little tiny one, a baby one, in his left ear. He dresses nicely. Looks like he's always suited and booted. Educated, definitely. He could be 3 years older than you, they're telling me. Good job. Let me ask if there's married, divorce, or what. Let me ask that. Oh, single. The angels are saying very much single. Okay. That's good. If he has any kids, it would be a daughter, and she's probably about 4 or 5 years old. And that's all I'm seeing there. Yeah, but very much single. He's a responsible dad. That's good. I'm glad to hear that. But him and the mother of the child, it's just him being as a father, as his responsibility. There, between them, there's nothing. I guess that ended a few years ago. Yeah. Okay. And he's got good hearing. They're telling me he's got real good hearing, so be careful when you mumble or say something under your breath. He hears. He's got hearing like a bat. Yeah. And he's medium, not light-skinned, but I'll say he's medium to light. got a nice caramel color to him. Yeah. This is coming up. I don't think you're going to meet him. Well, they're saying Sunday, Monday, but I'm seeing after the 6th. I'm seeing like 7, 8, 9, 10. So to me, that's like the second week of December is when you'll run into him. Oh, it is? Well, happy birthday coming up, Miss Sagittarius. Yeah, it'll be the second week. Well, hey, maybe it's going to be your birthday gift. Who knows? But, yeah, the second week of December is when you see him. What are you picking up, Miss Nina? I got a lot more now.
I don't think I'm picking up anything because you said it all.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, well, the angels were talking real good, so she opened up and let some of that hurt go so that the angels could reveal to me what's going on. So, yeah, so there you go. I didn't write it all down, but because I saw Peaches, the guy got to be from Atlanta. So I don't know if he's in your town vacationing or whatever, but he comes from a big family. I said 6'2", they said 6'11". Medium built. I think he's bald. Yep. Baby earring, hoop in his ear. Deep bass voice. Yep. Intellectual conversation, definitely. You know what I mean? Like you have a conversation with him, it's intelligent. It's not foolishness. Like he can talk about economics and politics or, you know, college, different stuff. Yeah. It's an intelligent man.
Okay. I'm supposed to
I hope you were taking notes so you can call back and let us know after your birthday.
I'm going to Atlanta on the 13th of December.
Get out of here. Thank you for the validation, girl. And remember, I kept saying Peaches. I said the only state I know that celebrates Peaches is Atlanta. I mean Georgia, sorry. Keep saying Atlanta, but Georgia. But Atlanta kept coming up, so, hey, this is all coming to pass. All right, girl, you better call me and Nina when you get back.
Okay, I will.
Yeah, you might go to Atlanta and meet your honey for life. Who knows? Yeah. It's already in motion. Okay. Let us know, Tasha.
I will.
Let us know. Yeah, keep that womanly wiles about you. Keep them open when you get there, and watch. Remember, look out for guys. So if one talk to you with a deep voice and earring, bald head, suited and booted, girl, go forth.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. All right, Tasha. Enjoy talking to you, Miss Nina. Did you have anything to add?
Nope.
All right. Tasha, we'll be looking forward to hearing from you when you get back from your birthday, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, have a beautiful week. Love you. Okay, well, it's getting close to that time. No questions in the chat room, you guys? Come on. Hey. Always willing to answer. Okay, well, the board is open. If you guys want to call it, you got 10 minutes. We can do 2 or 3 calls, so I would say call in. And while that's happening, please call in. If not, you know, in a couple of minutes, me and Nina will be gone. Don't forget that we are in Mercury retrograde. We are in a full moon. So, you know, just take time out. Stop for a minute and think before you say anything, or if maybe you should remain quiet. But okay. Area code 631, you're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sue, and I have an interview tomorrow, and I wanted to see what you saw.
Okay. No, on that one tomorrow, there's a number 2, but the number 3 is the one that you're going to have as a permanent job.
Okay, no tomorrow. Number
tomorrow
two is waiting.
Very interesting. I'm subbing today, and I don't have other interviews. I just have tomorrow's.
Okay. You don't have anything out there, a couple of applications out there? Because I see three, and I see permanent work. Have you got any other applications out there you just haven't heard back from yet?
Well, I'm subbing now one school.
Okay.
Then tomorrow I have an interview where I really want to work, and then I have another one that I was going to interview Thursday, but I'd have to take off from subbing. I don't know if I want to work there, and that's it.
Oh, okay. Well, then go with your first one then.
Okay.
If that's what you feel good about, then go with that one. How about you, Miss Nina?
I'm picking up, you are going to get the first one. I'm also picking up that you may not be totally happy with it. Keep on looking. There's something there. I'm not sure what it is, whether it's a something or a someone. Jealousy is there. Let's put it that way. There is some jealousy there. I'm not sure why. I'm just heads up about it. And maybe if you have a heads up about it, you can stop it or kick it in the butt, and you'll be able to remain. So I'm giving you a heads up that somebody is jealous of you. Just maybe because you have this.
Where I'm interviewing tomorrow, they're going to be jealous of me?
No, where you're going to get the job.
When you start working.
When you start working. Okay.
Okay.
I'm giving you the heads up that somebody is going to be jealous of you. Maybe just be your normal, sweet self, and that just jealousy will disappear.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Do you think it's better than where I'm working now?
You're working at a place right now, and you're going to a new job tomorrow?
No, I'm subbing at a school right now, and I'm going for a job interview at a different school tomorrow.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm wishing you the best.
Every job has its problems, and every job has its joys. And I take it you're subbing, you're a teacher.
A teacher aide.
Okay, well, like I said, every job has its joys and every job has its sorrows. So it's what you make of the job and what you make of who you're working with. And a teacher's aide, you deal with special needs, am I right?
Yes.
Yes. And there is a lot of joy in special needs. I work with them all the time. And I find a lot of joy in working with them. And it's what you make. So you go into this job feeling like you are going to do a great job and that you are going to make a difference. And you will make a difference. And you will have joy in that job. If you go into the job saying, I don't know about this, that's what you're going to get. So special needs children pick up on that. It's up to you whether you're going to enjoy the job or not.
All right, well, thank you.
That's good information, Nina.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, Sue. Have a wonderful week. Let us know how you come out. Okay. All right, Miss Nina, we can call it a day.
We can. And everyone that's listening, please remember to keep myself, my husband, and my family in your prayers. We definitely need them. We're going through a very rough patch right now, and it's very stressful. So if you could please keep us in your prayers, I would very much appreciate it. And of course, Lennis and I always welcome your prayers and your love just to help us get through the day, because you know what? We give it back to you tenfold.
That's right. Well, that's good for me.
All I have to do is see you guys Wednesday at 6 p.m. We've got Mr. Harry Pisanis with us. You know, he's here twice a month, and he deals with the human psyche and the conditions, and he also has a book out called The Truth is a Lie. So he'll be with us on Wednesday from 6 to 7. And then on Friday, don't forget Friday traffic jams. I'll be trying to take you into the weekend with a smile on your face and joy in your heart and good music. All
yeah,
right, Miss Nina, you can go ahead.
I forgot a birthday, and that is my nephew Stephen is celebrating his birthday on Wednesday. So happy birthday, Stephen. I'm sorry Auntie forgot earlier. But, yeah, you have a wonderful birthday. And for the rest of you, please enjoy the rest of your week. The full moon, the pulse from the full moon should start subsiding tomorrow. So just remember that. We are in Mercury retrograde, and it is a doozy. So hang on to your hat.
Amen.
Here and know that Lennis and I love you very much, and we will talk to you all on Sunday.
All right. All right, Nina, I will talk to you later. Love you. Oh, and thank you, Heather. Oh, thank you, everybody from around the world in the chat room and on the phone for joining the show today. Thank you, Heather, and the people in the chat room. We do appreciate you, and we will see you on Sunday, if not Wednesday or Friday. All right?
All right.
Love you, Nina.
Good night. Love you, too. Good night, everyone.
If this heart of mine is right, by the time it's take a snow and